My first question for you is just, how are you right now?
Surprisingly, for me personally, this has been somewhat of a surprise in terms of my own resilience. I'm a single woman. I live alone, and but I live in a great neighborhood. I have wonderful neighbors. We all know each other, and I feel really blessed that I already had an online community, and that just now is both solace for me and a place of regeneration and creativity, and it's just a different way of being for all of us right now.
And you teach a course called The Art of Healing and Hope. That's for people working through serious mental and physical issues. So you've walked people through trauma, through intense emotions. I'm wondering what you think we need to be particularly aware of in this time of uncertainty.
I think what I'm hearing most from people that gather in my online groups or who I'm working with one-on-one now through Zoom is just the isolation. Not all of us live in a family situation. And so I think it's finding ways to stay engaged. And I feel really grateful that so many people, from Hollywood to Broadway to Carbondale, so many people are just offering up ways for people to gather, stay informed, stay connected, and, in some ways stay creative.
I want to talk about that. You're an artist, you focus on art therapy. What role does creativity have to play here, especially when we consider that our world could look very different for quite a long time?
When I mean creativity, I don't mean just being an artist. I mean, the idea of creative innovation, which in this time is really needed more than ever. And we can see that in so many ways with people who know how to use 3D printers, making masks and other things for healthcare providers. And then there is the more active and engaged form of art or creativity. And maybe you've been working a 9-to-5 job or three jobs or whatever it has been, and that's a part of you that you haven't been able to activate. And it's not like you have to go out and buy millions of dollars of supplies. If you have kids at home, grab their watercolors, grab their crayons, set up an area in your house or a tarp on your floor. And you may even offer family time to do this, where everybody just takes a few moments and they breathe, and then they go into a what am I feeling drawing? And then each person shares that drawing. Start there.